This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Nakuma's Hawaii Conference here in the beautiful island of Kauai. And in the studio lounge, we have Radden's chief economist, Bill Handel. Bill, how are you, sir?
Great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, great. Great presentation in there, by the way.
Thank you.
Took so many notes that we could be here for 3 hours, but I know you have a time commitment, so I don't want to keep you too long here. But give us a quick overview of your presentation. I thought it was really... Well, the timing of it couldn't have been any better. So give us a quick overview here.
Well, thanks. You know, and it's just a really interesting topic for us. We do so much research around the behavior of consumers. And what we really notice is this gravitation of the younger segments, you know, the Gen Zs, the millennials, towards those largest banks.
Yeah, they're gravitating for the big banks, yeah.
Right, really big, and big trends in the last several years. And so we see that really as very impactful for this industry, because we think that the notion of relevance and growth is so critical. And if you can't really find a way to be attractive to that younger group, we've got some serious problems from a long-term perspective.
Yeah, so what's the attraction? Is it just the bigger banks have the fintech, if you will, or what's attracting them?
I think we all see right away that the technology piece really matters. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously for the younger demographic, you know, they're looking at the technology piece and saying, oh, you know, I see Wells or I see Chase or I see B of A talking about this, and that's all they really talk about in their marketing is the technology. And so I think that there's this automatic conclusion on the part of your demographic that if I want that great experience from a technology perspective, that's where I need to go. I would say it's that perception of technology, but it's not the only thing. We always think that branches don't matter, but actually branches matter more.
You had an interesting slide in there about that.
Yeah.
That, I'll let you explain it.
Well, that one slide I think you're talking about was a pandemic related one, but the notion that the younger demographics, especially millennials, are saying that they'll be coming into branches more frequently following the pandemic, not less.
When you think it would be the opposite, right? Because of this thing.
Right. But I think what that talks about is how the role of the branch is shifting. It used to be the branch really was that technology hub, was the transaction hub, where you came in to get transactions done. Now I think everybody uses that device to do the transactions. Yeah. But what they want from the branch is they want somebody who can help them make the right types of financial decisions. And I think that's the big shift. And I think that's what you see, everybody sees the Cap One ads where they talk about the branch and, that Capital One Cafe.
Yeah.
I think the premise that a branch is a place where you go to talk to somebody and get good advice is the thing, especially the younger generation that's coming forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the new model that everyone's talking about. It's not the... It's a self-service transactional environment, but it's more of a consultative environment, right? So where they'll come and talk to you and educate you, that type of stuff. So.
And so the key thing is you think about that we are increasingly, as a society, high-tech and high-touch, right? This notion that we want that technology to be able to get the things done, but that doesn't mean that we don't want the high-touch. We do want that.
Right.
We may have less of it in the sense of we don't go into a branch as frequently as it did in the past, but when we're there, we want a very specific and good experience.
And that's the COVID effect that you talked about too, right? Everyone kind of hit that digital accelerator during COVID, and now that pendulum is kind of swinging back to, we got to get that human touch back, right?
So I'll just have one last third piece to this, and that is I think that what the big banks have done so well is they've become less consumer... they become more consumer savvy from a marketing perspective. This is the recognition of presenting themselves in a different way. So, I challenge you, take a look at ads for Chase or B of A or Wells. How often do you see them talking about products per se in their ads? It's almost always they're talking about the experience and how you deal with the organization, how easy they make things. And that's what really matters to the younger generation. So we have to think about how we reposition ourselves as well.
Yeah, they're taking a page out of Apple's old advertising marketing book. It's not necessarily the product, but the experience that it gives you, for sure.
To your point, that Apple really never created anything.
No. They just made it better.
They just made it better.
Exactly. Right. And the experience to boot. All right, I know you have a short time frame here, but at the very end, you provided four takeaways, and the first one was kind of a frictionless process based on fintech out there right now, right?
So. Yeah, I think that's a great lesson for fintech that we should learn from the fintechs, is that what they've done is they've taken a look at all the processes that we've built over the years and cobbled together, you know, different technologies, and they said, how can we streamline this? How can we make this process as simple as possible for the consumer?
Right.
And I think that's what the fintechs do, and that's what we need to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you can do from a perspective of journey mapping and understanding these processes and simplifying things is really, really critical to be relevant to this younger generation.
Well, that's the expectation now, right? Because
exactly.
we have that Amazon experience, the Uber experience,
right.
all these things now, and now your financial institution, Creighton's in this case, have to raise their bar to that level too. So
right.
everyone expects that now.
Right.
So,
yeah. right.
Oh my goodness. Hey, focus on core needs. What are these core needs
so,
that this
So I think if you think about a younger consumer, now, you know, obviously they're, you know, millennials when possible, they're buying houses, and so we always think about mortgage, but, you know, that's a critical factor. We can think about home equity lines or home equity loans, you know, because now those who have purchased, you know, they're not going to refinance their home. But really, think about the core product. And the core product is really probably the convergence of a couple of things. It's the checking account, it's the credit card, and then the mobile banking piece.
Mm-hmm.
And really think about how we design something that really is the effective way for us to deal with that young member, because that's really what their needs will revolve around. Forget names. Names don't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. You call it a checking account, call it whatever you want.
Right,
but really
right.
think about how we combine these things in a seamless experience.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to be effective with that generation. Then that ability to sell that mortgage or to sell other products as the needs arrive becomes a lot easier.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think you want to have that core relationship there, because that's the thing that will keep them coming back. And the additional element of that is that once you've got that core relationship, you have the data in terms of what matters to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they doing from a transactional perspective that can help you identify what their future needs are.
Well, which segues perfectly to number three here, new ways of delivering service, because you emphasize how important the mobile channel is today, right?
Yeah. Mobile channel, critically important. Branch still matters, but it's a different branch.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a different branch than we had in the past. Past, transaction time. Future, how do I build a quality relationship with the member? Help them to solve their needs.
Yeah.
And then think about the new technologies, things like live chat, you know, live video, you know, that ability to be able to combine this notion of high tech and high touch through the transactional device. It really matters.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know if you were here yesterday, but David Tuyo from University Credit Union presented their success story using bots and how amazing that has been for their credit union. So really good. You're so spot on for there. All right. Last one, but maybe the most important one, the financial health or wellness aspect.
Yeah.
And this is something that credit unions have really, I mean, it's always been there, but it's really come to the forefront this year.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people have been really preaching the financial wellness and what this means for
you. I think what we really, what you're even more broadly talking about is differentiation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do we make ourselves stand out? And I think, how do we make ourselves be different or be perceived as different out there? And it's something that was always been in our DNA. We just assume is there that you know, we're there for the benefit of the member. But the reality is that when we do research among millennials, this is the average millennial, most of them don't know that either A, we are not for profit. You know, only one in four millennials even understands that.
Yeah.
They don't understand that you know, that anyone could be a member for most credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand that at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things they don't understand about. So we have to think about building brand. And I think one of the things that we can build brand on is around that, because we're not for profit, and the fact is that we're really there for the membership. That's who our stakeholders are, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That we could use this whole notion of financial wellness as a way to differentiate ourselves.
Yeah,
right?
I'm so glad you said that. I actually wrote that down. You can build a brand around this.
Yeah.
So I thought that was brilliant. So yeah, you can really, and I think that's a huge differentiator right now for sure. So because the younger generations, and you probably know this really, really well, they're looking for something to do business with. They're looking for organizations that have a mission, have a deeper meaning.
Yep.
So this falls right in line with that. So good stuff here, Bill. Anything else to add to wrap up? I know you got to get going,
thank you so much. But thank you. I really appreciate this, Mike. It was great to talk with you.
Yeah, yeah, great talking to you too.
Here.
Yeah,
all
well,
right.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work there at Radden,
right.
And we'll be watching. We'll look for the next chat too.
Perfect.
All right. Well done. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. This episode brought to you by Origins.
Origination technology for today's credit unions.